Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Last week, Jeff Goldblum stopped by our studio with his band, the Mildred Snitzer Orchestra. Now, you might have assumed that Jeff Goldblum dabbles in science experiments as a hobby after seeing him play the role of the brainy whiz in movies like Jurassic Park and The Fly and Independence Day. But in real life, Jeff Goldblum's a jazz pianist. He's got a standing weekly gig at a club in L.A., and he and his band came by our studios to play a couple of pieces for us, but because they were playing cover tunes, we unfortunately can't podcast them here. If you want to hear the full uncut version, with the music included, just go to our website, soundcheck.org, and stream it there. What we can bring you here is our conversation, which began like this. Hi.
Hi. Mr. Schaefer. How do you spell your first name? How do you spell your first name?
J-O-H-N?
It's J-O-H-N because there are J-O-Ns.
That's true.
And, you know, does anybody say Johnny or Jonathan? Was it
No one gets away with Johnny anymore.
Really? They used to?
Yes.
If I have I'm looking, I might procreate soon. I'm probably
jinxing
it.
No, now?
Well, I'm trying right now as we speak. What the hell was that?
Can I get a ba-dum-ba?
Thank
cut
that
you.
Out.
Thank you.
But I need names. Here's my current favorite. I think it just occurred to me last night.
I'm glad you're going with names because I have a name question for you. But
okay.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Do your thing.
Okay. What do you think of this? Because I saw somebody on the Jon Stewart show last night who was, pitching their book, Zephyr.
Zephyr Teachout.
Yes, it was a girl. But I think it's right for a boy or a girl. Zephyr Goldblum. See, I think Goldblum is challenging, not so easy to go with. But Zephyr Goldblum. That's today's idea. Although I ran it by my sweet lady love, my fiance Emily, last night. She said no. No, absolutely not. But I don't know. And
Do you know what Zephyr is?
Well, that's a no. I don't.
Zephyr is a wind.
It's wind.
It's a wind. It's the name of a wind. Yes.
What kind of
a
wind?
Zephyr
is Zephyr.
A spring zephyr.
It's a spring wind. It's a soft, gentle wind.
Yes.
Oh. Well, I like that.
So now can I ask you a name question?
Yes, although the other name I have is Ricky. For a girl, I like Ricky. What do you think?
Ricky? R-I-K-K-I?
No. Is that like Ricky?
Ricky, don't lose that number.
Oh, Ricky, don't lose
that
number. By the way, do you sing? I know you know everything about. You're an archivist and an eighth-degree black belt master of all things musical. But does that mean you make music? Can you also sing and play?
Not that I would do in front of genuine musicians like you have here.
I'm genuine nothing. These guys are spectacular, I say. But anyway, R-I-C-K-Y, I'm thinking.
For a girl.
Yeah. Right. Anyway, those are my current ideas. So you ask me your question.
Deep thoughts from Jeff Goldblum before we even get started on Soundcheck.
No, that's nothing.
I wanted to ask you about the name Mildred Snitzer.
Yes, sir.
Is that too just an act? Or is there a real Mildred Snitzer?
Well, there was a real Mildred Snitzer. I'm from Pittsburgh, and my mom and my parents had this friend, Mildred Snitzer. Who's very nice. She'd come over the house sometimes. She lived to be over 100. She had a very steady, conscientious exercise regime, and that was Mildred Snitzer. And we were playing this group was playing the Playboy Jazz Festival some years ago, and for the first time, Bear Me Out John Mastro, they wanted us to, because we'd done it under the radar for a few years, we were going to be in the program. And they said, what do you call yourself? So we had to come up with a name, so I made that up. What do you think?
Mm-hmm.
The Mildred Snitzer Orchestra.
Don't forget that name easily.
Yeah.
Mildred
Snitzer. What name were we talking about? Oh, yeah.
I think we were talking about John Mastro, your longtime Brian Epstein.
That's right. Mastro. And I found out just today, you know somebody 28 years. Today his name was Mastro. His grandfather's name was Mastro Domenico.
That's Ellis Island for you.
How about that? Yeah, and you were telling me that story about you and the two Fs and the ba-ba-bum.
Yeah, Schaefer has many, many spellings. That's why when you asked me how I spell my first name, I was, what? That's John. That's the second name that's the one that's got all the variant spellings.
There you go.
So, speaking of names, let's name the rest of the Mildred Snitzer Orchestra.
I would love to. Well, may I? Closest to me here is the very handsome John Story. And the spectacular guitarist. There he has it in his hand. Spectacular, spectacular. Over there, right by him, is Tim Emmons, the bass player. Do you say bassist?
That would be appropriate.
So you're a bassist. Yes. Oh, beautiful. You hear that? You hear that? Yeah. Oh, I've already got a hitchhiking. That reminded me of the road. Look at that. Look at that. Look at this. Right here is Zane Musa. Our wonderful saxophone player, I think you call it, yeah. And he plays everything else. He plays the piano. You were just playing on this side. Mm-hmm. But, boy, is he something. And Kenny Elliott, the great Kenny Elliott, there sequestered, the man in the glass booth.
Behind the drum kit.
Is the great drummer, Kenny. This is like Peter and the Wolf. This is pretty soon we're going to do Peter and the Wolf.
And what do you do in this Mildred Snitzer
Orchestra? Well, hardly anything, but I'm a humble student of these great, great teachers, and I do something on the piano. Mm-hmm. I've played piano, you know, here and there. So I hold down the piano, I talk, and I sing, and like that.
You hold down the piano. Does it try and get up and get away from you? Is that what's happening?
No, you sly dog. No.
So you've been playing piano for how long?
You know, since I was a kid in Pittsburgh, our parents gave us lessons, and I did them. And then after a couple of years of trying to avoid the lessons, he gave me a piece of Alley Cat or Stairway to the Stars or Deep Purple. And I thought, wow, this syncopation and these chords I really like. I'm going to sit here and really practice till I get it. And that's, you know, I've been doing like that.
So for you, the light bulb moment was a piece of jazz or one of the great American songbook tunes.
Yeah, something like that. And then I went to New York, always really wanted to be an actor. But I kept a piano in my apartment, kind of snuck it into. I did some musicals on stage and met other musicians, but kept a piano around, snuck it into some movies, and then 15 or so years ago started to play out and about like this.
So you've played lots of scientists, lots of other roles too. Have you ever played a musician?
Yes, I have. I played in The Favor, The Watch, and The Very Big Fish. We've probably never talked about this. I play a pianist. You've probably never seen it. Bob Hoskins, Natasha Richardson are in that movie. I play a jazz guy in a movie called Lush Life, a side man, but I play a saxophonist.
Uh-huh.
Tenor saxophone. Bob Cooper did do my... I was there when they recorded all his thing, and I kind of learned a little bit how to fake it. And Forrest Whitaker in that movie plays a trumpeter. We're friends.
So it's the film Lush Life.
Yeah, the film
Lush
Life.
Which is also a great song.
Oh,
great.
Ready?
Song.
1, 2, 3. I've got a better places.
You're on your own. I'm not doing it.
Places. Listen, the whole band will sing this. To catch the feel of life from jazz and cocktails. Oh, and I love how, boy, that good lyrics to that. And how's it end? Romance is much stifling those who strive. I'll live a lush life in this some small dive. And there I'll rot. There I'll be while I rot with the rest of those whose lives are lonely too. Excellent. Wow. We should be on a street corner.
Now,
perfect pitch.
Is this how this goes normally?
Yeah. We're like a bunch of degenerates standing around a barrel, a lid on fire. You know, that's really how the kind of music. That's the kind of music that we. That's our album cover, I think. We're like hobos
burning copies of the John Coltrane, Johnny Hartman record for warmth. Yeah.
Well, it's really me. I'm bringing down the level of these guys. These guys could do a million things, but I'm trying to degrade them as much as I can.
So. You know, here in New York, the idea of an actor playing jazz pretty regularly is not unknown to us because of Woody Allen. You know?
Yes.
Have you ever played with Woody Allen?
That's so funny that you should ask. You know, I did a little part in a movie of his. Do you know which one?
Yes, I do, and now it's eluding me.
That's okay.
Annie Hall.
Exactly right.
Yes.
You know what I had one line in that movie.
Really?
Yes.
Just
yes.
One?
Just one. Just
because
just
you
one.
Bestrode the stage like a colossus. It seems to me that you...
Yeah, thanks. No, yeah. No, I have. Well, somebody will know it. I'm not going to give away the answer. But I haven't seen him since then, except I came once to see him. He plays at the Carlisle every Monday. I saw it about 10 years ago, didn't talk to him. But then the other night, Tim Emmons and I went just the day before we started this last Tuesday. We saw him this last Monday, which was the opening of the Carlisle's season, so-called, because they're off for the summer. And we sat right there near the bandstand, and the lovely band leader who got to talking to us said, hey, during the set, when Woody comes in, maybe you guys want to sit in. He said, yeah, maybe so, but he proceeds to come in. They do their set. In the middle, sure enough, he says, okay, you guys want to come up? We did, and we played a couple of songs with Woody Allen. It was a big thrill for me. I loved it to pieces.
Wow. So, and who picked the songs? He told you what you were going to do?
We got up. No, it was a kind of a, shoot from the hip situation. He said, what do you want to do? I said, I don't know, up to you, blah, blah, blah. Then we played some kind of E-flat blues.
I see.
That I was, that I fiddled my way around, and then we played Honeysuckle Rose.
Okay. So there was no resorting to the moment in Spinal Tap where they go to the jazz fusion thing. We hope you like our new direction. None of that was happening.
No, I don't think we did that. But I love that Spinal Tap movie.
Yeah. Well, that's one for the guys. They obviously enjoyed that reference.
Yeah.
Most musicians do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Lick My Love Pump is the composition that he came up with, which we referenced the other day. A lovely, and we do a version of that that's on our record that's very good. No, that's not true. We don't have a record. We don't do that.
Have you ever thought of making a record?
Not really. Have I? Not really. No. I mean, I've played on I was joined in on a couple of cuts of somebody else's record just for fun, but no.
That's, and anybody we might know?
I did something for a charity, Hollywood Goes Wild, it was called, for the benefit of big cats and big, jungle animals that had been mistakenly and badly treated and taken as pets and da-da-da-da. And I think Tippi Hedren had something to do with that, so we raised money. And I think Johnny Depp's band, Hollywood types who also play, were on that, so we did a cut of that. And then Lincoln Adler's record, I played a little bit of a song for my father, blah, 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 and that's about it. People have suggested, hey, you should do something, but here we are. We just recorded, I guess.
You're recording right now, yes.
Yeah.
Whether this will be a golden moment for you is entirely for you to decide.
Really? Okay. I say yes, it is a golden moment. I've decided. Yes.
So if we were to have a look through the Jeff Goldblum iPod, or maybe you're a vinyl guy, what do you listen to?
I have a little record player, and I have some of that, but I have stuff on there. I like to be surprised in life. I turn on the TV and to the satellite radio jazz station, and I like all that. But on my thing, I have, I'm just catching up. I'm a real student, and there are big holes in my exposure and training, so thanks to these guys and what I'm exposed to, I'm just catching up with, all of Thelonious Monk and all those guys,
Thelonious Monk, he did that album of Ellington covers,
yes,
in part to prove to jazz critics who thought that he could not play properly that he could, in fact, play the piano properly.
Really?
It was like a real thing. I mean, Thelonious Monk. There were people who thought this guy's just faking it,
Like Picasso in later years when he would go here, blah, 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 blah. But, first he had to learn. He was a beautiful, beautiful technician. And isn't it true that Thelonious Monk, when he early on at the Apollo contests, they banned him from coming because he won so much?
Is that true?
Because he always would win. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe he won too many times, and they said, no, you're finished.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and he wasn't, was he?
Oh, boy. He was fantastic. And thanks to YouTube and all that stuff, you can go on these days and see him play. It's fantastic to me.
Yeah. So now, you mentioned you're engaged now.
Yes, I am.
And you and Emily, you're betrothed.
Emily Livingston, yeah.
Will you and the rest of the gang here be playing at your wedding?
You're so intuitive and instinctive. Yes, we are.
What does Emily think of this?
Well, it was her idea. I realized that I haven't gone to many weddings in my life for one reason or another, and I'm a non-traditionalist. Suffice it to say. And so we're going to have have a small little thing, and the music, I've heard some bad music. It's at the little weddings I've gone to, and I was like, geez, I'm going to want to kill myself if anything like that occurs. So, you know, I'd love these. So I invited them. They're going to come, and we're going to have piano there, and so we're going to fool around and play some music. Yeah.
Will you play Alley Cat and Hava Nagila?
Yes, you know Hava Nagila? Ready. Hava Nagila, Hava Nagila, Nagila, Nagila. Yeah, here are the alternate lyrics that have tequila, Harvey and Sheila. That's another alternate lyric. We may sing that version. But we also may sing You've
Sherman?
Only Just Begun. Oh, didn't
it was Alan Sherman, the Hello Mata, Hello Fada guy.
Hello Mata, Hello Fada, here I am at Camp Granada. Yeah, he may have done that, that's right.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was him.
Pretty good, pretty good.
All right, apart from Thelonious Monk, who else? Who else is in the Jeff Goldblum pantheon?
Well, you know, it's Bud Powell and all your Charlie Parker, Miles Davis. You know, I'm listening to all of that. Plus new people. Somebody turned me on to Kurt Elling. I'm listening to him. In fact, Allison Wedding, who's going to sing with us tonight, said check him out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Gretchen Parlato sang with us. We have a guest singer come in, and Gretchen Parlato sang last night. Oh, I thought just spectacular. I enjoyed
just
that.
Just sing, or she plays too, doesn't she?
He went to school with her. Okay. I guess you just sing, but boy, was she
yeah,
fantastic.
She's terrific.
And
yeah.
Hillary Gardner the first night. Tonight, Allison Wedding. Yeah, so in any case, she turned me on to Kurt Elling, Gregory Porter. Oh, and she also mentioned Gregory Porter, whom I met recently at an airport. I've been enjoying listening to him, so I'm just catching up on many, many things.
Gregory Porter, you can find his live performance on Soundcheck in our archives at soundcheck.org. You have the regular gig back home in L.A., right?
Yeah.
As regular as you can with your schedule.
Yeah, when I'm not working, we go to a place called Rockwell in a place called Los Feliz. Do you find yourself out in Los Angeles?
No, I know where Los Feliz is.
Yeah,
but
yeah. Anyway, that's where we are. On Wednesdays, we're there. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And is the L.A. audience a different audience from a New York audience?
I would say yes. We've only done two shows here so far, but I've mentioned it during the show how they seem different. And in fact, I think they're different, yeah.
How?
And that Carlisle crowd is a particular New York crowd, too. I'll bet you could get in different neighborhoods and venues many different kinds of New Yorkers.
Yeah.
But this is a particular... And erudite, you know, we play little games with them. And John Mastro gives me cold, some openings of books.
Hmm.
They were so smart last night. Boy,
two words. Three
yeah, two
words.
Words from what? From like... Pride and Prejudice, and they knew it. Now, maybe
really?
Everybody else, maybe I'm just the dummy, but I was impressed that they knew that. And they, Dickens, they were jumped right on, and da 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 da.
So, in other words, you get up there in between songs and you say, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. And someone yells out, ah!
Right. Well, I set it up first, or I don't even know what's coming. John Mastro hands me, it's time for a quiz. I go, okay, time for a quiz. I read cold, I don't know what quiz, and I've never seen it. And so I read sometimes quotes from movies.
So Mr. Mastro over there is the puppet master,
I have called him the puppet master, yes, like that. And I am nothing but a marionette or a pipe cleaner man, or I don't know what I am.
Well, I noticed during the performance of the Ellington song that the guys were looking over at John Mastro, who would tap his head when it was time to return to the head of the song.
Oh, yeah.
So someone's got to be cueing the musicians.
Yeah. Well,
on stage, is that... Is that
well,
you?
I don't know how it works. It always, it's an organic affair. Sometimes I do a little of that, so these guys know what they're doing anyway. We're all, you know, because it's not a rehearsed affair, and so we make it up. But, yeah, we somehow, we stay in communication with each other somehow.
So who's out there? I mean, you've got all these actor friends who, you know, come by in L.A. and play with you guys. Who's out there that we don't know in Hollywood who's a great musician?
Good question. You guys might know more than I do. Here we go. Joe Pesci. He played
Joe
with Joe Pesci.
Awesome.
Lovely singer. Yeah, yeah.
I guess the point being that there are a lot of creative people out there in Hollywood who have unexpected outlets for their creativity.
Yes, sir.
Is there a jazz musician out there that you have not yet played with who is like at the top of your list?
Oh, my gosh. Well, jazz, not actors, but jazz musicians.
Yeah.
Oh, well, my golly, I don't know. Everybody currently. I mean, you tell me who would we like to play with? I mean, these guys are my heroes. I feel my plate is full to bursting with just my, you know, I couldn't be more satisfied playing with these.
We love you.
Masters, I love you.
Well, you got to play with Woody Allen recently, so that
was a big thrill for me. I loved that.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, like that.
Jeff Goldblum loves the Mildred Snitzer Orchestra and
love
plays with them.
That's true.
Plays with them regularly in L.A. Jeff, this has actually been a ton of fun.
Thank you for me too. It has been an entire thanks.
And thank you to the guys for coming in. And
thank you so much, Mr. Schaefer.
We want to know what you think about Soundcheck. Tell us what you think of this segment or about the podcast in general. Email us, soundcheck@wnyc.org, or leave us a voicemail at 866-939-1612. That's soundcheck@wnyc.org or 866-939-1612.